Yesterday, we looked at the best Norm Hitzkus e-brakes of 2017.
Uh-huh.
And as we focus on individuals today, maybe the most prolific e-braker of the past few years is the Hardline's own Mike Reiner. I mean, he has a ton of wins. He's shooting up the all-time charts. And it's like much like with Norm. Norm's a machine. Rides has been a machine. It's really hard to like pin down what the best ones are. I mean, we could probably spend three or four segments on just that. But since we only have one, we boiled it down to six total. And let's start with... Remember the gas crisis after Hurricane Harvey?
I do, yeah.
People are hoarding gas. Well, this was a discussion. I believe this was pre-fight night roundtable, so let's go ahead and hear that here.
He says too many drivers are trying to fill up at once. It's created the ripple effect in the distribution system as people try to get their hands on every gallon they can. He says it's a massive shift in demand. Instead of it being spread out over the course of a day or so, it's incredibly concentrated for 3 hours and causes ripple effects. That's another thing.
Well, I'm gonna
what?
Get a 3 gallon can filled up and put it on.
What did you say?
3 gallon can.
You said something else.
Why was the addition of that word in there?
I don't know. I didn't hear that word.
You did say
I did.
A 3D gallon can.
Yeah, a 3D gallon can.
So tonight,
is that one the spout is wide enough to accommodate
just in case?
Or are there three spouts?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a misspeak that doesn't make any sense.
No, and that's why I played it.
Yeah, because there's
just
no
reason. Would that male appendage appear in a conversation about fuel?
Yeah, that's not like when you confuse the wild card hunt.
Right.
There's just no other reason for that word to be in there.
Although I did like how Corby early on in that clip had to enunciate shift.
I thought that's where Mike was headed.
Yeah. Now he threw a curveball at you. All right, Mike, known for some of the best stammers in the history of radio. We had one this year when he was trying to talk about a streaming service.
No one's going to pay him. But I am very...
Are they asking for money here?
No, they're getting ready to. They're threatening ABC. Of course they're going to ask for money.
Did they ask Netflix for...
Try again, Mike.
In 3, 2, 1. Did they ask Netflix for money? Thank
yes,
you.
They did. They demanded Bitcoin.
Yes.
Lots of Bitcoin. And Netflix said no.
Did they ask Netflix for...
Nothing like the exasperated give up.
And then the trail off, yeah.
At the end, one more time to the drop.
Did they ask Netflix for... That's so good.
That's so funny. All right, well... The Shake Joint, when we were a Sunday show, we never had this problem, or even really when we get to fill in for Dry Dock. But the Hardline, they do a lot of remotes, and it's tough to keep schedule of those. That's evident when Dan McDowell reminded Ryan's that he was supposed to be somewhere he should have been.
I started a joke.
Hey, Mike.
Started the whole world.
I have a liner here that says you're at tight ends in Plano today.
But I didn't.
Whack that ass.
Do you feel liner was erroneously put in, or
he's walking briskly?
I think he's like, oh.
It's a finely tuned machine.
So that Monday, huh?
And Tony's out there with the remote set up already.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike is in Kat's office now.
Corby's bag is here.
Oh, that's great.
No. Please mark the new TC left.
Stuff,
so the Hardline, or at least Tony, will be at Tight End Sports Bar and Grill in Plano today at 3. You can watch baseball and basketball national championship, big sports day. And the Hardline, they're going to get there as quick as they can, but there's no way they're there at 3, right? Tight End Sports Bar and Grill in Plano.
Oh, that's funny.
Wow.
So it
I
takes,
do remember that.
It takes what?
That's a good 40-minute drive.
20, I mean, yeah, if there's no traffic, though, like, ideal conditions, 25 minutes up the tollway.
And that's the 240 liner?
Oh, man, that is funny. All right, so Ryan's is a music aficionado. He knows...
Aficionado.
Yeah, he knows all about classic rock. But for whatever reason, this past year, the Hardline has had a tough time with measurements. We remember Dan Paul... 32,000 feet. He thought that's the elevation of the moon.
What do you? Yeah,
the plane was flying 32,000 feet. That's what?
What do you want? The moon?
Oh man, I can't not think of flying in a plane now at any elevation and not think of Danny thinking he's going to the moon.
Yeah,
we have that.
He's got a pretty serious vocal fry for an 8-year-old too. You notice that?
Yeah.
Right. Maybe he'll be an airline pilot one day.
We are flying at 32,000 feet above Midland, Texas.
32,000 feet? You on the moon?
Up next, big trade in the NBA. To which Mino and I spent the next like 2 weeks contemplating what Earth would be like if the moon was only 32,000 feet away.
The weather patterns in the oceans. Oh, wow.
The moon is like, it's 240,000 miles.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, just the idea you would walk outside and it would feel like it were on top of you. What are you on the moon, idiot? Some sort of science bitch?
You have planes running into the moon.
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny. Well, Rhines had a tough time with the height of Paul Simon. Couldn't quite calculate it in his brain.
Also enjoying birthdays today, let us please find Paul Simon is 76.
God.
Genius. Paul in,
which is approximately the same number of inches that he is tall.
Oh, I was about to say, wow.
76.
That's really tall.
6'4"?
74 inches?
Yeah, I don't think that's
6'2".
Oh, I thought he said 76.
He's nowhere near that. He's much closer to 5'2".
He's 5'3".
Hey, I was no good at arithmetic, man.
No, you weren't.
It would be 6'4".
I really weren't. I mean, we could tell when you
That's really right. funny, though.
He's a great 4.
8'4".
Starting at the wing for Boston College, swingman
Paul Simon.
Yeah, like you'd be one of the taller folk singers ever.
And
if you
center,
were clocking in at
Garfunkel.
6'4". And you could tell he really thought he had something there.
He thought he'd just smash that one right back up the box.
For sure.
Not so much. All right, so the concert calendar is, it's one of my favorite, like, 10 minutes of we have on the station every week. And it always ends with the Reconsider Lounge. It's basically a fertile ground for new Rhymes drops. Well, we had a good e-break from one. This happened, I want to say, sometime during the summertime.
And at the Reconsider Lounge. A Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute comprised of air freshener lovers. Call me the Febreze.
Febreze.
Really? Really? You don't know what Febreze is?
No.
What do you mean you don't know what Febreze is?
Febreze.
Febreze. Is there anyone else out here who doesn't know what Febreze is?
Oh, yeah, come on, stand up for me.
The guy just pointed to his dog.
That right there is the mark of a man who has done zero maintenance in his own home in about 2 decades.
Yep.
He's never had to go purchase Febreze, utilize it, and that's all good, but
that's now what we call it around the house.
But I've also,
it's now Febreze.
Since I heard that, been thinking about, like, what would Febreze be? Like, you walk into a bank or something and it's just a wind of unfair charges on your checking account. I don't know, like, being hit with a Febreze here.
Or maybe it's low-cost checking.
Right,
yeah, it's,
right.
It's a breeze. Hey, right. Be breeze.
Not free, but low-cost.
And maybe the most hardline bong-rip moment of 2017 happened when they were talking about restaurants from yesteryear. We give you masks.
And then Fridays and Chili's were kind of similar. Maybe Fridays, hey, we can party a little bit more Fridays.
Yeah, you know? It did have that vibe.
Yeah.
Like, it may have been
a lot more fun.
Yeah, and you may have had
a little more for, you know, 20-somethings rather than families.
Yeah, you had waiters in masks and stuff.
Masks?
Yeah. At Fridays.
What?
Masks?
Yeah, masks. Crazy hats and stuff.
Wait.
Like Eyes Wide Shut?
Yeah.
No, not like that. Not real big masks like or anything. But
like
just
those old Mexican wrestling masks?
No, not like that.
A leatherman like with a zipper
Lecter?
For a mouth?
No, not like Hannibal Lecter.
Like Marty Turco?
No, just little cheap masks that covered maybe half their face, you
like
know?
A, like a surgeon?
Yeah.
I think that you're making this up.
I think that you're insane. Masks? Like a Lone Ranger?
Give me an example of what it is.
They were just half masks.
Look, maybe if I just give you Friday to the 13th. There was a mask in there.
He's right. There was.
You're not thinking of American Fair restaurant TGI Fridays. You're thinking of the movie Friday the 13th. I think I can get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
I think he's talking about perhaps like a Mardi Gras mask. And I don't remember them wearing masks, but I do remember waiters at TGI Fridays wearing crazy hats.
Yeah.
In addition to their tons of flair.
Lots of flair.
And their just crazy gear that they had on. And there was always like a ton of signs in there and just weird crap everywhere.
As that was dissected quite a bit on the station after it happened, I kind of think that he was talking about the magic time machine.
Oh,
which
okay.
is where the waitstaff would dress up as a certain character, like a superhero or a historical character, and be your server for the evening.
Boy, he is just... That was all over the map.
And, of course, that one, that piece of audio we played was Slowed Down, which was a big bit in 2017, the Slowed Down audio, and it really sounded like they were pretty baked. Good stuff.